Well, welcome everyone. Can you all hear me all right? Can you hear the band all right as well? Good, great. Welcome on this third Sunday after Pentecost. Starting off with a couple announcements this morning. First, I'd like to start with a correction. Last week, there was an error in the bulletin. Pastor Giovanni and Diana's daughter's name is Pasha Maria Ramos, not Marie. So her middle name is Maria. I just wanted to make that correction for all of you. So there's a church softball game this Tuesday at 8:30 at De Lagoon Park. We've also got our in-person and virtual Shady Oak Bible study this Tuesday at 7. If you're interested in joining that Bible study, reach out to Pastor Giovanni. His contact information is on the back of your bulletin. Following the service today, we've got some goodies over here. Looks like some muffins and brownies and water, so be sure to stick around for some of that after the service. And just as a reminder, the church is open. Even though we're having service out here, there's still restrooms available inside, so if you need to use the restroom, just be aware of that. Are there any other announcements that should be made this morning? So if there aren't any other announcements, let's begin our service with our call to worship, Psalm chapter 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like the chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Let us have a moment of silence as we continue to prepare for worship this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us to worship you. We thank you for your fatherly love and patience toward us, for planting us like a tree by streams of water, that you might produce good fruit in us. God, you are the strength of all of those who hope in you. By your word, remind us of that and orient us to that hope. We thank you for the gift of your church, that you have provided a place for us to hear your word, confess our sins, receive absolution, and sing praises to you. Lord, today we recall your faithfulness. Thank you that you walk with us every day, that you are with us always. We proclaim that your promises are true and your goodness and love never fail. Father, we proclaim that you are the Holy One, the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Your beauty and majesty are beyond compare. On this day, we join with all of those who worship and confess you as Lord, from generations past and present, and with all of the angels that sing in heaven of your greatness and splendor. Through our hymns and songs, our prayer and meditation, the joining of our lives in fellowship, we worship you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, enfold us in your love and empower our worship that your name might be glorified in this place and in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'd ask you to, as you are able, please rise as we continue to worship God with our first song, Come People of the Risen King.
Shifting shadows of the earth, he will live. Reading from Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge.
Please continue singing with us Revelation song.
Sing a new song to Him.
Let us continue to worship God as we come before Him with the confession of our sins and also hearing the words of absolution. I would invite you to follow along in your bulletin, reading aloud under the heading Congregation. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you, and of your will, in true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us, and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God, and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord, unto us all. Amen. Let us also confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for meeting us here today. We thank you for the love that you have for us. We ask that you would bring healing, comfort, patience, and assurance to all in need. We ask that our attention wouldn't be drawn from the love that we have in your Son, by whose grace and forgiveness alone we receive every blessing. As we gather together today, we remember those who are not with us. For those who are sick, we ask for healing. And for those who are away from us, we ask that your blessing would be on them. We pray for all of the leaders around the world, that you would give them your wisdom and discernment. We thank you for planting your church. We ask that you would grow and strengthen your church in unity and in love. Open our hearts, minds, and souls to worship you. Thank you that today we dwell in your kingdom and live in your presence because of the victory that we have in your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now I'd like to welcome up Pastor Giovanni as he delivers the sermon this morning.
Good morning, Stavanger Lutheran Church. Hear me okay in the back?
Yeah.
Today we're going to hear the seed story, some seed stories from Jesus. When we open up to the Gospel of Mark chapter 4, we find Jesus telling some parables. And these parables about the kingdom of God, what the kingdom of God is like. And he tells us these seed stories. So we'll be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. Hear the Gospel. Jesus, he also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again he said, What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of the seeds of earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. And with many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. So Jesus loved to use parables when preaching to the crowd. He loved to use these stories, explaining uncommon things with common things, explaining heavenly things with these earthly illustrations. But oftentimes these parables were meant to conceal the truth from the crowds. And to his own people, he explained everything. These parables of Jesus, these stories of what the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is like, it's like a man who scatters seed on the ground. Scattered seed on the ground. Or it's like a mustard seed. Isn't it amazing that the greatest things that we can think of, heaven and eternity, that Jesus illustrates with the tiniest of things, the seed. Well, the seed, it doesn't remain a seed. It has potential. It goes into the ground. And the focus here, in this parable at least, is not on the man who scatters the seed. The man is almost, his work is secondary. The seed goes in the ground and it does its work. And this work is, it's hidden away. The work of God is happening, but it can't be seen by the eye. But we know it's going on. In these two parables, Jesus' focus is on that seed, not on the man. The man, yes, he scatters the seed, but night and day, sleeping or getting up, he doesn't know what's going on, but that seed is sprouting and growing. All by itself, it says in Jesus' parable. All by itself, the seed produces grain. And there's order to this growth. There's order to the growth that God installs. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel of the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it. Because the harvest has come. So we see the kingdom of God, like this scattered seed on the ground. Well, it produces a harvest. And it produces shade for birds to perch in. These parables, and the seed, there's power in this seed. Power. And this seemingly small, insignificant, what's going on in the ground, unseen. And this man that doesn't even know what's going on, he just knows that it's going in the ground and then it's producing fruit. And Jesus, he says, what shall we compare the kingdom of God to? What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? What parable can we use to describe it? The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Jesus is giving us this illustration to get the point across. This tiniest of seeds, the smallest of seeds on earth, he says. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade. So we notice the contrast. The small seed, but there's growth. The smallness of the beginning with the bigness of the branches. The bigness of the branches that the birds can perch in its shade. Well, these branches that provide shade, we remember the prophets spoke about the branch, Jesus Christ, who would provide for his people. In Ezekiel chapter 17, we read, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will myself will take a shoot from the very top of a cedar and plant it. I will break off a tender sprig from its topmost shoots and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a splendid cedar. Birds of every kind will nest in it. They will find shelter in the shade of its branches. All the trees of the forest will know that I, the Lord, bring down the tall tree and make the low tree grow tall. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. So we see again that it's the Lord's work, that it is the Lord who is providing, the Lord who is doing the growth. And we take part in God's kingdom work as members of his church, as those who are merely doing our duty, but yet find great joy in that duty because we know the results are guaranteed by God. The results are not guaranteed by our work, but by God's work. For one plants, another waters, but God brings forth the growth. What starts off small will one day reach the ends of the earth, covering all of the earth. And you have your role in this great work of God, to seed the earth with his word, to have his kingdom come. We have it, but not yet in all its fullness. God's kingdom is like a man that scattered seed. A man that scattered seed on the ground. That seed is growing all across the world into a kingdom that includes you, that includes your neighbor, that includes all who hear the word and believe, who put their trust and faith in Jesus Christ. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it. I figured I didn't have to do much in the way of a farming illustration here off of County Highway 1 at Stavanger Church. But you guys know what farming's all about. In the same way, the kingdom of God works. We take our part in this great work, and we give glory to God as we see the fruit, as we see the branches that have come, and as we see the generations of Christians in this world who are doing their part in the kingdom, helping God's kingdom grow, rejoicing at the work that he started and that he will finish. We praise the Lord for what he has done through all seasons. We've had a season of drought, a season of dryness, a season where growth didn't seem possible anymore. But here we are today, and we can once again believe, once again be renewed in our faith, once again take hold of God's promises that the man scatters the seed, and the seed all by itself produces grain, and the stalk, the head, the full kernel. There's seasons of growth. There's seasons of growth. There's times of growth. Times of change. As we find ourselves in the present time, we must believe in God's promises that the kingdom of God continues to grow. The kingdom of God will continue to grow. Where do you find yourself now in God's kingdom work? I'll leave you with that question, Stavanger Lutheran Church, as we go forth in faith, believing what started small will end big in God. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Giovanni. Please rise as you are able as we sing our closing hymn, Go Now in Peace.
Now hear the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.